Okay.
Let me take this.
Okay. The story is about old Henry and him and his friend had not seen each other for 20 years, and they were supposed to meet at this particular restaurant. And Jimmy was late, and Jimmy was late, and Henry was trying to figure out, why Jimmy was late, and he went to the restaurant where they were supposed to meet, and he wasn't there. And he, was walking around trying to figure out where he was and what was going on with him. And finally he lit a cigarette. To calm himself down because he hadn't seen this man in 20 years. And when he lit the cigarette, the guy, Jimmy, saw his face, and he remembered that this was the man they were looking for something he had done bad, I think. And his friend couldn't do it because I guess after 20 years he just couldn't arrest his best friend or whatever. So he had to call someone else to arrest him. And then he sent him a note saying why he couldn't do it. And that was it.
Okay, good. Now I'd like for you to tell me a story, perhaps a childhood experience, a personal experience, but make sure it has at least three people.
How many?
Three. At least.
Whenever
you're ready.
Okay, this is my sisters and brothers. And growing up in South Carolina, we had a playhouse. And we had three big cherry trees. And my mom always said, do not climb the cherry tree and do not eat those cherries unless you wash them off. So, of course, we being children decided mom was gone out and we were going to do our own thing. So my sister, Trudy, Marilyn, and myself decided we were going to climb the cherry tree, get our cherries down, and we're going to make some wine. So we did. Only thing we had for the wine was Coca-Cola bottles, the great big Coca-Cola bottles. And we had to wash them out real good. Steal mama, dish detergent and everything. She was upset, but we got it. And we washed the bottles out real good. And clean the tops and stole some of her sugar. And we put our cherries, we had a half bottle of cherries and another half with water, and then put as much sugar as we could hold so it wouldn't be too full at the top. Shook it up real good and buried it. And it stayed buried for 3 years. We went in after 3 years, took the wine up. After taking the wine up, we got our little cups and glasses and whatever, and we decided we were going to drink the wine. And of course, you know what happened? We got sick. But we were drunk. So mom came home, of course, and she was working at this time. She came home, we were all sitting like, you know, just out of it because we didn't know what was going on. We knew we had this wine, we were drunk, and we felt bad, but we couldn't explain why. So she decided to check out what was going on in the playhouse, and she found the wine, Coca-Cola bottle, sitting on our little playmate beds. And she got her switch, and that was the end of the story. She wore us out.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay.
And when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved.
Lady went shopping, and as she got to the counter to pay for her merchandise, she found out that her purse wasn't there because she dropped it. And she put the grocery bag over the merchandise, whatever she had, put it back, and went home. And while she was there, the phone rang, and it was a little girl stating that she had found her purse, and her wallet. And the lady thanked the little girl. She said something, I forgot what she said. She thanked the little girl, and she, so what a blessing that was or something.
Okay.
I think that's what she said. I'm not sure. I can't remember that part.
Okay. I'm going to give you some numbers. I'd like you to repeat them back to me.
Oh.
Okay, ready? 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
Yes. 5917428.
5927428.
Oh, just one number. Okay. 4179386.
497386.
Okay. 5819647.
Oh, that's too much.
Can I do it again?
Yeah.
5819647.
5819647487.
Oh, almost, you added a number. Okay, one more. 3829574. 3829947. Okay. Now, this time I'm going to give you some numbers, but repeat them backwards.
Oh, no.
Okay, ready? 24.
42.
Yes. 58.
85. Uh-huh. I can't remember.
Okay. One more.
61843. 3, 4, 6. Can't remember.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some categories.
Uh-oh.
And I'd like for you to give me as many items in those categories, in each category, as many as you can for about a minute, a little over a minute. Okay. Like, for example, if I said states, you would name all the states you can think of.
Okay.
Okay. So when I give you the category, you go ahead and start. The first category is foods. Any foods.
Like a meat, a bread,
okay. Okay, good.
Bacon, eggs, sausage. Toast, no, I said bread, didn't I? Toast, cake, chicken, greens, salad, carrots, tomatoes, corn, peas, watermelon, I don't eat that much. hot dogs. Hamburgers. Cheese. what else do I eat? I don't eat anything else.
Can you think of any more?
Not really.
Okay, that's a minute. I just want you to clear a minute. Okay. The next category is animals.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, go ahead.
Bear, lamb, sheep, dog, cat, rabbit, donkey, horse, squirrel. Did I say sheep?
I think so.
Deer. I can't remember anymore.
Okay, that was a minute. Okay, the last category is kitchen items. Anything found in the kitchen? Have you ready?
Okay. Dish detergent. Dishes. Like spoon, fork, knife, plates, cooking oil, dishcloth, dishwasher, dish rack, sink, salt and pepper, sugar, canisters, well, my broom is in my kitchen, so.
Okay.
Did I say dishcloth?
No.
Stove. Microwave. Refrigerator. Washing machine, cabinets, window. There's stuff in my kitchen now.
You cleared a minute. You want
to continue? Oh, I'm finished.
Okay.
Please stop me when I need to be stopped.
Okay. Okay. This next to last exercise is a. We call it the Struve test. It's a test of attention and inhibition.
Uh-oh.
And you'll find out why in a
Uh-oh.
Minute. The first part, part one, I want you to just read that across as fast as you can. That's just practice.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
That's what I want you to do, part one. Read across, start at the very top, and go across each row, and read them as fast as you can. And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 7.50. Okay. The second part two, tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
And part two, mm-hmm. Okay. Gray, blue, black, orange.
Okay, that's supposed to be red.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it orange?
Well, it's not red, red. I guess that's on.
That's computer red.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I want you to do. Start at the very top, read across as fast as you can, and go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 8.33. Okay, the last part, in part three, what I want you to do is don't read the word, tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Oh. This is that here.
Yes,
okay. Ooh. Okay. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Green, black, gray, yellow.
Oh, blue.
Okay. That's the task. I want you to put that across. And don't read the word. Tell me the color that the word
is. Oh, gosh, I gotta remember that.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And go.
Blue, red, yellow. Oh, blue, red, green, yellow. Right? No, I'm wrong. Red, blue, red, yellow, green. No?
Yeah.
So I'm saying the word. I'm like,
oh no, wait, you're reading the word. Just
right.
Over.
It's blue, red, yellow. I'm green and yellow.
Right. Okay, let's start over. And go.
Blue, red, green, yellow.
Right.
Blue, green, yellow, green, red. Green, red. Green, blue, yellow, green. Yellow, red, red, green, blue. Blue, red, yellow, green, blue. I mean, red, blue, yellow, red. This is too much.
30.55. Okay. That's the test of attention and inhibition.
Yes.
Okay. The last thing. Remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
What about her?
The story I told you about the lady with the groceries. Can you tell that?
A lady left home, went shopping. After she had picked up her groceries, she discovered she had lost a wallet. So I think she got to the counter and discovered she had lost her wallet. Then she put the merchandise back. She went home. And when she walked in the house, she got in, a little girl called and said she had found her wallet. And I think she said, I'm not sure. Bless the little girl, or bless you, or something like that.
No, she just said, she didn't say anything. She just said, the lady was very relieved.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's the blessing coming in.
That's the whole thing.
Really, it's over?
That's it, yes.
Oh, gosh, I made a big boo-boo.
No, you didn't. Yes. Thanks for helping me out.
You're welcome. Sure. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I guess you can tell by the way I was laughing, right?
Nobody's going to hear this with me.
Okay. That's a relief. But I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you so much
okay.
for helping me out.
All right. Is Deborah still out there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. This is my house.